Those two trees symbolize the ways of life. The tree of life, which God freely was willing to give to Adam and Eve, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which they took for themselves. The way of give and the way of get. The way of get is most of what we see in this world. And as we get closer to the end, Satan's broadcast is amping up, and the way of get is becoming more and more prevalent in this world. The way of give is rarely seen. In this world, it's the closest we generally get to give is, I am willing to give this to you if I can get that. Or, I am willing to do this for you, but you must first do this for me. God's way is giving. He wants us to be happy. He wants to teach us what is the best way there is, the way of give. And that way is ultimately what will lead to happiness. The Feast of Tabernacles is now behind us. A time that is symbolizing the world living 1,000 years. God's way, the way of give. We are now on the last great day, the time symbolizing the rebirth of all who has lived in Satan's world. And much like those we have taught for the past 1,000 years, we will have to teach those that have lived their lives, their entire life, the way of get. For some, they will have lived up to 100 years and living a life only for themselves and what they can get for themselves. They will need to be retaught everything from scratch. What will be the best way to teach them? The way of give? For people that have only known the way of get, the best way is going to be through the holy days and the scriptures. Deuteronomy 16, verses 16 through 17. Three times a year, all of your males shall appear before the Lord, your God, in a place where he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing the Lord your God has given to you. We will ask them to give a freewill offering, not begrudgingly, for God is not taking anything from them. Everything that they have, everything that they know, everything that God has created is his. He's asking them to simply reflect upon the blessings that he has given them, and he is asking them to give as they are able. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 7. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not begrudgingly or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. We will be teaching them that the holy days is a time that they will be able to thank God for the physical actions through physical actions for all the blessings that they have received, that God will look on their hearts and bless them accordingly. Malachi 3:10 through 12. Bring all your tithes to the storehouse, for there may be food in my house, and try me in this now, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that there is No, there is not room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and so that he will not destroy the fruit of the ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit in you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delight to the land, says the Lord of hosts. The world will have changed for all of them. Whatever time, whatever place, whatever reality that they know of will cease to exist. They're going to be coming to a better place, a place where it is literally a land of milk and honey. They're going to know what God truly meant for them for their entire lives. They will have to give their time and their effort to the land, and the land will give of its abundance to them. Adam's curse of the land, which he caused by taking of that fruit of knowledge of good and evil, will long be abolished. And the people will be able to know what the land was supposed to be for. Billions of people will get a second chance to live their lives. Not one of selfishness, of get. Satan will be put away. The world of paradise. The world is now a paradise. And we will be teaching them the way of give, helping them live a truly happy life. Will it be easy? No. They will have a lifetime of experiences of the way of get. They will have a lifetime of doing things the way that Satan taught them to do. But Satan's broadcast will be over. It's not going to be there anymore. They will only have us behind them, encouraging them to the way of give. But before we can help them in the future, we must live that life now. This is an offering to show God the appreciation of what he has given us. Out of our free will, our cheerfulness, and what we are able to give. There's two ways of life. There's the way of get, and there's the way of give. And now for our offering, music, we'll have Caroline Duke playing Largo from the New World Symphony.